hey man, enjoy Mondays?
Not so much.
How about Mondays coming to the draft house?
Sounding better.
How about Mondays coming to the draft house, having some popcorn, getting some drinks, eating some food, and talking movies?
You got me.
All right.
You got me.
All right. That's why we're here. Another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me here at the Alamo Draft House in El Paso, Montecito starts. Show me that Mickey Mouse watch. Now.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need from WoW to Emmy.
So the topic of discussion is going to be why The Last Man. And oh man.
What did you get?
This is the Asian salmon salad.
Asian, that's racist.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
I'm going to eat some of the Caucasian buttered popcorn.
Caucasian. All right. So why The Last Man, Troy? Why not, huh?
Why not?
This is a comic book under the DC Vertigo lineup that came out in the early 2000s.
Yeah, it's over a decade old.
And it talks about the last man on Earth. Yurik. Yes. Yurik, the last
Yurik
man.
Yurik Brown?
Yurik, the last man, period. He's like the only male, wasn't he, aside from the monkey?
The monkey, his pet monkey, mm-hmm. was the only other one.
Yeah.
Everybody with the Y chromosome?
Dead.
Dead.
Gone.
Gone.
And you would think, oh, if I were the only man on Earth, all them supermodels, yeah, they're all, it's not all sunshine and rainbows and
no.
and swipe right parties, my friend. No.
With just one guy who really wouldn't swipe,
yeah,
though.
You got no choice. You got no choice with him. Yeah. No, it's a very interesting, what would you call it, apocalyptic dystopian? What would you call it, really? Sci-fi.
For some women, it would be heaven.
some would be, yeah.
I'm not sure what you would call that. Yeah, because they never really explained what caused all the Y chromosome people besides him to pass.
And eventually you got into the cloning, you got into...
Saved humanity with the clones.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn clones.
Yeah, they always show up. Yeah.
Marvel.
When all else fails, clones.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we're into a corner, clones. So it's a great series. It wrapped up a couple years ago, finally. It
ran for 60 issues?
Yeah, 60. Yeah, then, something like that. And bam. So, boom, it was done. And there was always talk of it being a TV show or a movie. And I wouldn't necessarily want it to be so much of a movie. You would have to have it as a TV show.
Maybe a miniseries?
Yeah, a miniseries on HBO. On
like a Walking Dead?
Yeah, it's just the thing is, though, is that I'm kind of AMC'd out. Because
they can put it on YouTube Red,
right? Or another social pay, you know, another one of those pay services.
I heard a rumor Facebook's getting their own pay streaming.
Really? It's gonna be free, and it always will be,
except for the paid content. Yeah.
So I could see it on an HBO, a Skinemax, Stars. Even. Yeah.
They tried to make it a movie a while back, and the plans fell through.
But, yeah.
Lately, it's been revived. FX Network, I believe, is working with the writers, Brian K. Vaughan.
Yeah.
And Elijah Wood mentioned that he would like to play...
Yurik. Oh, I could see that.
The Hobbit is going to be Yurik.
I could see that. Elijah Wood being in Why the Last Man, because he's one of the most likable dudes. And Yurik was a very likable guy. He was very—he was an everyman. That's the one thing that Why the Last Man really hit a home run with, is that Yurik was that archetypical everyman that really you could relate to somehow, some way. He was flawed, and you really rooted for him. And almost every issue, it had a cliffhanger to it. So
yeah,
I like that choice.
Well, Brian K. Vaughan is just a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everything he's done has been stellar.
Yeah, and I think they should adapt more of his work, and hey, right now we're in this golden age period where so much comic book stuff, so many other authors, Stephen King right now, they're adapting everything Stephen King. They're adapting everything that...
Stuff he wrote in kindergarten.
Right, stuff that they can get their hands on, especially King, and with other comic book writers. And this, when you read this, I don't think Brian K. Vaughan had... I don't think he was writing it, if this makes any sense, for it to be meant to be on TV or to be on the movie screen. You can tell now with certain writers, I will say Robert Kirkman, you can read some of his stuff and you can tell he's writing it not for comic book's sake. When you're reading the comic book, he's not writing it for the book, he's writing it eventually.
For easy adaption.
Into
other media.
Right. I still love those books that make it very hard to be unfilmable, you know? At first, Watchmen. You know, a lot of people said for many years, Watchmen was going to be unfilmable. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I still don't think they did a good job with Watchmen.
And so they're going to make a miniseries of that. So you got an imagination. I think it can be filmed. I think so.
And we have the CGI now. We can
do it. I think they can do a really good job, they, Hollywood, with Why the Last Man. What would you do if you were the last man on Earth?
Hide. Find a really deep hole and hide.
Eventually, yeah. So food for thought. All right, you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us with the El Paso Herald posts. Keep going.
iTunes. Twitch. Mm-hmm. Stitcher. Android. Google Play.
You can always check us out with the Alamo Draft House. Thank you very much to the Draft House here in Montecito for housing us. To Rayward Productions, yeah. Of course. So that'll do it for another edition of Talk Nerdy to me. I'm Jack Lutz.
Troy Segner.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Thanks.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? 'Cause I know what them elf girls need, from WoW to